AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. House Speaker Mike Johnson is proposing aid to Israel be funded through money taken from the Internal Revenue Service budget.
If Democrats in the Senate or the House or anywhere else, want to argue that hiring more IRS agents is more important than standing with Israel in this moment, I'm ready to have that debate. But I did not attach that for political purposes, okay? I attached it because, again, we're trying to get back to the principle of fiscal responsibility here.
California Democrat Pete Aguilar says a lot is being learned about the new speaker.
And this has been a complete and total disaster. We look forward to working in a bipartisan way to send aid to our allies abroad. But this bill today is not that vehicle.
Israel's ground forces were advancing toward Gaza City as diplomatic efforts intensify for at least a brief pause in the fighting. Here's the AP's Karen Shamas.
Israel's military released footage of what they say is their forces operating in the Gaza Strip. The video showed tanks driving and firing while troops were seen walking past badly damaged buildings. Meanwhile, foreign nationals have finally been allowed to leave Gaza through Egypt. After a weeks-long Israeli blockade of aid at the Gaza-Egypt border, much-needed medical supplies have begun to trickle in. However, WHO representative Dr. Richard Pieperkorn said the aid is not enough.
Fortunately, these essentially needed supplies are merely a drop in the ocean of needs.
Israel has vowed to crush Hamas following an October 7th assault by militants, which ignited the latest war between both sides. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. is imposing a new round of sanctions on 130 firms and people from Turkey, China, and the United Arab Emirates in an effort to choke off Russia's access to tools and equipment that support the invasion of Ukraine. Auto workers at the first Ford factory to go on strike have voted overwhelmingly in favor of a tentative contract agreement reached with the company. This is AP News. The job market has been in good shape, but some companies have announced layoffs.
The latest, Beyond Meat, the plant-based meat company. Beyond Meat is cutting 19% of its non-production workforce, about 65 workers, after a weaker-than-expected third quarter. The company's also considering dumping some product lines, changing pricing, and restructuring its Chinese operations. Last year, Beyond Meat laid off about 240 people, pointing to inflation and rising competition. Beyond Meat has seen a better reception for its products in Europe, where its burgers and chicken nuggets are featured on McDonald's menus. McDonald's has tested Beyond Meat's products here in the U.S., but hasn't added them to its permanent menu. I'm Rita Foley.
Pumpkin Spice is helping Starbucks post record sales, but the company says growth may moderate over the next year because of global economic uncertainty. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.